So lots of moving parts in today's session, and we've got just the right guy who can cover all of them, President of Bianco Research, Jim Bianco. Jim, listen, I know you think the Fed's going to stay the course, but I'm just not so sure, and here I'm going to lay out my theory for you. So this morning during this Q&A session with the Cato Institute, Jay Powell was asked about Paul Volcker, and he focused on the failed efforts before Volcker got the job. This is what he had to say.
So it is very much our view and my view that we need to act now forthrightly, strongly, as we have been doing, and we need to keep at it until the job is done to avoid that. We think we can avoid the kind of very high social costs that Paul Volcker and the Fed had to bring into play in order to get inflation back down.
Very high social cost. That to me was the key phrase. I know he wants to be hawkish, but I believe when it comes to that very high social cost, I think he's going to blink. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he was talking about inflation being a very high social cost. Inflation impacts 100% of the population. I don't want to be callous about this, but a recession and unemployment does not impact 100% of the population. And really what he's trying to get at is that, and he said this in previous meetings too, that if you don't get inflation under control, you pretty much can't do anything else with the economy. So that's what he's focused on. Now, maybe he's right in that after an outsized rate hike, and we're expecting 75 basis points, you know, in 2 weeks and a couple of others before the end of the year, that's all it will take to bring down inflation. And then we could see it moderate in 2023. But if the question is, you know, that very high social cost, I think he's talking about inflation. And we're not, by the way, the other thing is that unemployment is not really struggling, right? We just produced 300,000 jobs last month. So that's nothing that should get the Fed exercised about yet.
What do you make then of perhaps, and everyone, again, he really, the preamble to all of that was the notion that in the 70s they had to stop, go. What if they do get a couple of signs, right? One good CPI number, maybe a big miss on jobs. Do they keep staying the course? That's going to be the test, right? Do they pause when they start to see what they want to see, knowing that it could be a temporary blip?
You know, that is the $64,000 question. It's easy for the Federal Reserve to beat on their chest and say, we're going to rein in inflation and we're going to do whatever it takes, as I said, when you're creating 300,000 jobs, when the stock market is holding the June lows. Now, if there's a scenario where the stock market takes out the June lows, job growth goes to zero, now, Jay, are you still going to want to raise rates? I think they will, but I'll admit, we haven't tested them yet. And right, that's going to be the real thing, is that when the economy gets weak, or should I say, if the economy turns bad, do they still maintain this course? They say they will, but we haven't really put them to the test yet.
I got less than a minute to go, but I got to get your thoughts on Powell's comments on crypto, of course, saying they're not really a store of value. He did go after stable coins, saying they need to be regulated. Just, you know, and again, I know you're more on the DeFi revolution aspect of this, but that was a pretty big statement.
Yeah, it was. And it reminded me, you know, if you Google David Letterman, Bill Gates, Internet, in 1995, when he was on TV, they were mocking the Internet. They were laughing at him as Bill Gates was trying to explain this thing called the Internet. No one thought it served any purpose. That's kind of what we are with cryptocurrencies. I think what Jay Powell and Peter Gottlieb, the guy that interviewed him, pretty much said it. It's still an experiment. It's still a work in process. And you're just announcing, it's all dial up and it's all ugly looking. It's not going to amount to anything. You know, check back in 5 or 10 years, Mr. Powell. Maybe what we'll see might be something completely different. So yeah, Don't write it off just yet.
Yeah, I think I've seen the one on the Today Show when they kind of dismiss it out of hand, the Internet. I've got to Google that one, Jim. That's why we bring you on for these good tidbits. Hey, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks.